My name is Jennifer Krong from the Assist Learning Podcast. I'm a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, today I've got Karen Gross back with me, and she's got a new book coming out. It's called Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey, and it's a good one. It's a joke book. It's a fact book about giraffe, and some of the proceeds go to help the Giraffe Conservation Foundation protect giraffe. By the way, kids helped to write many of the jokes. It's funny. You're going to love it. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Karen Gross is back today to talk about her most recent book in her Lady Lucy's children's series. It's called Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey, and it will be released on June 21st, which is World Giraffe Day. And by the way, every year, June 21st is World Giraffe Day, so look for it coming up this week. And matter of fact, the day that this is coming out is World Giraffe Day, June 21st. So Karen is also the author of Breakaway Learners, Strategies for Post-Secondary Success with At-Risk Students, the award-winning Failure and Forgiveness, and Teach Your Children Well. Karen is a higher education consultant based in Washington, D.C. She was president of Southern Vermont College for 8 years and was a senior policy advisor at the U.S. Department of Education. Additionally, Karen was a tenured law professor for more than 2 decades. She also can be found frequently writing about educational issues in many journals, magazines, and reports, such as the Huffington Post, the Chronicle of Higher Education, and the Washington Post. Say hi to everyone, Karen.
Hi, nice to be with you all for World Giraffe Day.
Glad to have you here, Karen, and it's just awesome to have you back. Could you share a little about Lady Lucy and where inspiration came from with the audience?
Sure. Lady Lucy is a multiracial heroine at the core of all of my children's books. And she's a young girl who wants to become a knight in the Middle Ages. And she's told, no, you can't become a knight. But she does become a knight. And the series is about all of her quests. And one of those quests is to find a giraffe.
Excellent. And what I want to do is talk about giraffes for a second, because in previous Lady Lucy books, you've introduced us to a dragon and a unicorn, and now we've got a giraffe. And so why a giraffe?
Well, it certainly isn't random. So Lady Lucy's major friends are a dragon and a unicorn, and they're feeling very out of place in the kingdom. And so they want to find creatures that look like them. The dragon is looking for a creature that's big but not mean. And the unicorn is looking for a creature that's brightly colored and fast. And so Lady Lucy says, don't worry, I will go and search in the library for a creature that combines a dragon and a unicorn that we can think about and talk about and hopefully meet someday. And that creature is a giraffe.
That's excellent. So one of the things that I want to make sure that I say here at this point is that Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey is to be released on June 21st, which is World Giraffe Day. And if all goes well, I'll be releasing this interview on June 21st. So can you talk a little bit about World Giraffe Day?
Sure. So World Giraffe Day happens every June 21st, which is the longest day of the year. And it's intentional that the longest day is dedicated to the tallest animal. That's why June 21st was picked.
Oh, nice.
And the day celebrates giraffes, but it also alerts people to the fact that giraffes are becoming extinct. And if we don't work hard to save them, they could disappear from the earth.
So, and Going along with what with your book, by the way, you and your co-author Mark Wine are donating a portion of the net profits to the Giraffe Conservation Foundation. Can you?
That's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about their purpose and go into a little bit more detail about what it is that they're trying to do for giraffe?
Sure. So the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, which co-sponsored this book with us, and so their logo and description is on the back of the book, is the only organization dedicated solely to the preservation of giraffe and making sure that giraffe do not become extinct. And so for every book sold, a portion of the net profits goes to this foundation. And what's also important is they checked every fact that we have in the book about giraffe to make sure that they're accurate, because there are lots of misconceptions about giraffe. And so I wanted to make sure not only were we accurate, but that a portion of the proceeds of this book go to preserve giraffes.
I think that's awesome because, you know, and first of all, just having them take a look at your facts so that people know that when they read your book that it is accurate. And so do the giraffe have, you know, are there people poaching them and things like this, or is it more about their lands going away where they live?
So actually, it's a combination of things that are leading to giraffe extinction. And actually, very few people are aware that the population of giraffes in Africa has declined by 40%.
Wow.
And now there are only about 100,000 giraffes left in Africa. The reasons for this are many. One of them is that their habitats are narrowing as cities are being built. The second is that people poach giraffes for their tails to use as whips and for their skin to use as buckets and shoes. But increasingly, as plastic items become available, one hopes the poaching will be curbed and giraffes will be allowed to continue to live in a habitat where they can survive.
So the so I want to make sure that one of the things that's happening is that you have this collaboration. This is what's cool. You mentioned this just a second ago. You have a collaboration with this foundation, which it that seems to be kind of unique in itself. How did that come about?
So I actually reached out to the foundation and shared the project and shared the importance of jokes as a vehicle for learning for kids, but the importance too of making sure they learn the right information about giraffes. And so they willingly agreed to collaborate on this book. I'm delighted to have them. I actually met one of the co-founders in person, although they reside in Africa, at a giraffe lecture recently that was given in Washington. So I feel very good about this collaboration and delighted to share a portion of the profits with them.
Well, that's excellent. It's such a neat, because, you know, one of the things that I've seen with your books is that you have lots of collaboration with different people. In the first book, you have the students who did the artwork and such, and you continue that collaboration. And in this book, you have collaboration with you have a co-author, and you also have this world organization that's working to protect giraffe, as well as you're also working with children in schools to help you with the jokes. And I think that's a neat theme that you have throughout. It seems to be an ongoing thing that you have with your books.
Yes. Well, it actually enhances the books and makes them way, way better. So the collaboration with the Giraffe Foundation has ensured the accuracy of the information. But working with kids to get the jokes right and to include some of their jokes is important too, because not every joke that my co-author and I thought was funny was thought to be so funny by kids. And since the book is intended for kids, we wanted to make sure that the jokes were ones that kids found to be funny. And actually, the kids wrote some of the jokes that are in the book.
That's excellent. I like that the kids are like, I don't think that's funny.
One more thing, if I could add to that,
sure.
Steve, which is that learning is often viewed as very serious, and I appreciate that, and I want kids to succeed, and I get the value of education. But the motto for this book is laugh to learn. And jokes are actually remarkably complicated. And to understand them and to read them and then to write some is not as simple as it appears. And so my hope is that through laughter and the joy that can come from reading jokes, many kids who otherwise would not read or wouldn't engage with the written word or the spoken word will find a pathway into the value of wordplay and imagination and creativity. And by the way, giraffes are just funny if you look at them or look at any picture of them. I mean, they just make you laugh. So laugh to learn is the motto here.
That's awesome. And it comes through loud and clear. I know I've fed giraffe before, and you've never experienced anything until you have a peanut in your hand and their very long tongue comes out and relieves you of that peanut and leaves you with a nice little gift of slobber. So,
well, you know, in some places they let you feed. So giraffes are vegetarians. And so in some locations, the zoos let you feed them lettuce. And so kids can get a picture of themselves feeding a giraffe lettuce. And if you look at their faces, they actually look like they're smiling.
Yes.
And that's a pretty wonderful thing too.
Yes, that is awesome. That is it's so cool because that is a neat experience. And there's also nothing that, you know, you've not experienced anything to that very long neck, or it kind of spreads its legs out to come down near you to retrieve whatever it is you're trying to feed it. So that's that in itself, you know, makes you realize just how big they are.
So here's a funny fact. Giraffe feet are the size of a dinner
wow.
plate. Just think
wow.
about that. That's enough to make
yes,
you laugh
it is.
Right there.
Yes, it is. They were built a little different. It's pretty cool. That's so, you know, one of the things I want to make sure that I point out is that throughout the book, there are awesome pictures of giraffe representations. Some are wood, some are glass and other materials. And some of these are available for auction to help out the cause, right?
Absolutely. So my earlier books were illustrated, as you pointed out, actually, by two students who were then in high school and now in college and continue to illustrate most of the Lady Lucy books. But this giraffe book is actually professionally taken photographs of my giraffe collection. And my giraffe collection, which appears on the front and back cover as one big image, is a set of probably 60 giraffes that are made of all different substances. They're all different sizes. And my hope is actually that people who look at the book will see, you know, there are a myriad of ways in which an artist can show a giraffe, demonstrate a giraffe, symbolize a giraffe. And then we're doing an auction in the summer where a goodly portion of my collection will be auctioned off in a silent auction, with the proceeds going to buy books for kids who can't afford them, and also to some of the giraffe causes, most particularly the Giraffe Conservation Foundation. And if you get a giraffe at the auction, win a giraffe at the auction, you also get a signed copy of the book from both of the co-authors.
Excellent. That's awesome. That is so cool. So when we come to a close, I want to make sure that we reemphasize how they go about making sure they can participate in your auction as well.
So what one thing that's really important is when you look at the book, all the giraffes inside the book look like they're the same size. But when you look at the picture on the front, you can see some are teensy weensy and some are pretty tall. And so when people buy them at an auction, I want to make sure they know whether they're getting a teensy teensy one or a much
yes,
bigger
that's
one.
That's a good idea because my favorites are those very large ones. That's very cool. When you see them all together, you realize the difference in size.
Yes,
very
absolutely.
Cool. So You know, we've talked a little bit about a couple of different things about the giraffe. What I'd like to do is let's shift over to the jokes, because it's filled with jokes. And what's really awesome is that you had help, like you've talked about, from kids. So can you talk about this process just a little bit more and that collaboration? Because one of the things I love that you said a little bit ago was the kids told you which jokes weren't funny. They came up with some of their own. So
I actually have two lists. One is lists of unused jokes and one is a list of used jokes. And my partner, Mark Wine, and I started writing down giraffe jokes, which we just started telling to each other. And what we did is we then brought them to a group of students. We had them with the students go over each joke and sort of rank them. Which ones were funny, which ones weren't, why they weren't funny. And it's interesting because some of the words that we thought were funny, kids didn't find funny. Some of the songs we referenced, the kids didn't know about. So we kept a few in for parents or guardians or teachers to enjoy. But what the kids really did is made sure the jokes were ones that most kids could understand. And by the way, we eliminated all mean jokes or mean-spirited jokes or jokes that somehow were, not funny. Because the goal here isn't to be nasty. It's to tell jokes that make you smile and laugh and appreciate giraffe.
That's excellent. So with these jokes now, I got to ask you, do you have a favorite? Or more than one?
Well, actually, I have four favorites. And I was going to say to you, can I read you one or two?
Sure, go right ahead.
Or three?
Yes.
Because I can't pick out just one that I like. I have to pick a few. So here's one of my favorite. What is a giraffe's favorite subject in school?
I don't know. What is a giraffe's favorite subject in school?
Chorus, as in music, and you should say, why music?
Why music?
Because they can hit all the high notes.
Nice.
Like that one?
Great.
Okay,
very
here's
nice.
One more geared for adults. What do you call a sad giraffe who is leaning over a river?
I don't know. What do you call a sad giraffe who's leaning over a river?
A bridge over troubled water.
Yes, definitely for adults. Nice. Nice. So Simon and Garfunkel have...
what?
I said, so Simon and Garfunkel reference here, so...
why don't giraffes get upset about giraffe jokes?
I don't know. Why don't giraffes get upset about giraffe jokes?
Because they can rise above them.
Very nice. Yes. Boom.
So I could keep going with ones that I like. But some of them, by the way, are ones that I hope kids will find particularly funny. So like, what do pirates call a giraffe?
Oh, no. I don't know. What do pirates call a giraffe?
A lookout tower.
Excellent.
So we could keep going here, but the book is filled with them. And some of them are about school. Some of them are about sports. Some of them are about romance. Some are about food. So they're subject based. So you can read a couple in a row that are related to each other.
That's excellent. When you were working with the kids, I got to ask this, because having had, my kids are now older, but when they were younger and working with lots of kids around the same ages, one of the things is that when they're young enough and they're reading jokes, they often find ones that become their favorites, and then they say them over and over and over again. It's kind of like the knock-knock joke about oranges, orange, you glad
didn't
say orange.
Yeah, well, we have a knock-knock joke here, too, but yes, the kids develop favorites, and on many occasions at a school in Vermont, I had kids voting on which jokes they thought were funniest. And kids generally tended actually to agree on which jokes in the book they found the funniest.
That's excellent.
Here's one more that many, many kids found very, very funny. What happens if you cross a pig and a giraffe?
I don't know. What happens when you cross a pig and a giraffe?
You get bacon and legs.
Nice. And I can see why that would be a favorite. Yes. Very nice.
I mean, I could read you all of them, you know. What are a giraffe's favorite shoes?
I don't know. What are a giraffe's favorite shoes?
High tops.
High tops. Nice. The only thing we're missing now is a soundtrack. We need this
is
excellent.
Making our own soundtrack here.
Yes, those are excellent. I can see this entertaining kids, especially talking with the others.
The book is tall but small, and the idea is that the book can be held by kids in their hands, or put in their backpack, or a parent could put it in the glove compartment, or in their backpack or purse. And you could read them over the summer as you travel in a car or at a restaurant or on the beach, wherever you might go, or just sitting on the stoop on a hot day and tell each other giraffe jokes.
I love it. And it's so the book is the size of it is perfect, especially for, like you're saying, because there's so many jokes in it that, you know, it lends itself to dog-earing the pages and keeping it so that you can refer back to it. And then it's got these bright colors and pictures and the giraffes that you have in it. The pictures of those collectibles are wonderful, and just it's just a bright, cheery book. And what's really nice is that it's literally after a little bit of writing in the beginning, it is literally having fun with jokes and talking about giraffe.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's intended to be a fun book. It's also intended, I hope, to share that learning can be fun. And there's a parent-teacher's guide that appears on the Lady Lucy website. So if people want to really think more deeply about how to write jokes and teach kids about jokes and share them in a classroom or read them more ably or help kids write jokes, that's all there on the Lady Lucy website.
And that's excellent. And I'll have in my show notes, I'll have links to on the Lady Lucy website where you can find the information about the Laugh Giraffe Journey book, and as well as to that workbook to help you with your kids using the book, which is excellent. That's a nice little addition to have that available.
Well, my hope is that people will use it and see that after they finish this book, kids could write their own jokes, pick a different animal, perhaps bear jokes or a rhinoceros jokes, or one can think of lots of animals about which one could make jokes and create their own joke book.
I like that. That's very good. And one of the things I wanted to point out is that the ending of the book gets into those facts about giraffe, which I think is really cool. So they get a chance to spend some time learning a little bit about giraffe.
Yes. And some of the jokes actually hinge on knowing something about giraffes. So one of them is, where do giraffes go on vacation? The answer is they go to Africa because that's where their relatives are.
Very nice.
So the goal is to introduce information about giraffes in the context of the jokes too.
That's excellent. It's like you said, it makes learning about giraffe fun, and that's very cool. And along the way, it also entices them into making more jokes. And I like what you thought about before, because of the size of the book, putting in the glove compartment, some point the parent may hide the book.
Well, you clearly are laughing and enjoying it along with me, so that's a really good
sign. Oh, definitely, because these are right up my alley. All right, these are right up my kids would be going, you don't understand, these are the jokes he told us. All right, he likes these things, so we're in for another round of jokes, so this is good. So awesome. Karen, before we say goodbye, you know, where can a listener connect with you and get a copy of Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey?
So the book can be pre-ordered on Amazon or from Northshire Books, and you can get links to those if you want on the Lady Lucy website. which also has a special page dedicated to Lady Lucy's laugh giraffe journey. And the website is, not surprisingly, www.ladylucysquest.com, all together in one word, no apostrophe or anything. So all the information is there, and the book is actually released on World Giraffe Day, June 21st, but one can pre-order. So I'd encourage people to do that. And if you want to reach me, there's a contact form on the website where you can reach out to me, and I would welcome that. And in fact, one of the exercises in the book that we haven't talked about is that there's a place next to each giraffe image, photograph, for kids to name the giraffe. And my hope is that kids will find wonderful, funny names for these giraffes and email them to me on this form, and we will put on the website the best names for the giraffes in the book. I want one giraffe, by the way, named Stanley. That just seems very fitting.
Nice. Yes. Very nice. Yeah. Well, excellent. So, and one more thing about the auction. So how will they find out more about the auction?
So the auction will be publicized on the website. It will also be tweeted out and appear on LinkedIn. So people will have different avenues to learn about the auction and the auction date. And it will run over a couple days so that people will have time to bid. And I hope they remember that while they do get a giraffe, not a live one, remember, one of the giraffes from my collection, and while they'll get a signed book, the proceeds from the auction will go to help buy laugh giraffe books for kids who can't afford them, and also some of the proceeds to the Giraffe Conservation Foundation.
Excellent. Excellent. I encourage you all to do that. Check, go find your, go get your pre-order and get ready for World Giraffe Day and celebrate Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey and participate and, identify, give those giraffes a name and find, buy your book and get involved in that auction and have fun with the jokes as well as learning about giraffe and help out a great cause there. Well, Karen, I love the fun with Lady Lucy's Laugh Giraffe Journey. Thank you so much for sharing today. Looking forward to your future work, and happy World Giraffe Day. Best wishes.
Thank you. Nice to be with you all. And my motto, think tall. That's in honor of giraffe.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is excited to be a member of Voice Ed Radio. Voice Ed Radio, your voice is right here. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching Learning Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends.